From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is continuing to make his case to voters as to why he'd be the best person to lead America forward.
We're going to start winning again. We're going to win with our military. We're going to win for our vets. We're going to win on education. We're going to win on trade. We're going to win, win, win. We're going to win so much.
But he's also complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party Nomination Convention. Some delegates to the convention in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, say they want to change the party's rules to allow delegates to vote for someone other than Trump. Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pulling further ahead of him 5 months before the November 8th election. Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, celebrated the arrival Saturday of their second grandchild as their daughter Chelsea gave birth to a boy, Aiden Clinton Mezvinsky. Orlando, Florida residents paused to remember the victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history exactly a week after the massacre. Worshippers prayed in churches across the nation and in Orlando.
No, it has been a week in our community. We are hurting. We are exhausted, confused, and there is so much grief. So we come seeking your comfort, seeking your peace. We come to have our tears wiped away and our strength renewed.
Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the FBI will be releasing a partial transcript of the conversations between the gunman and Orlando police negotiators. You're listening to VOA.